You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early.
Joining me right now is the All Marine Radio Head Chef. This is what it sounds like when they talk on NPR. Good morning. We're very boring, and we justify that by saying that we do really good content. And so we wear Birkenbach shoes, whatever those damn things are, and Birkenstock. The women never wear makeup, and we talk like this, and we're very smart, and so that's how they do it on NPR, but this ain't NPR. No, it ain't. Anyway, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my brother.
Yeah. First of all, give us a little weather report. Have you guys been above zero in the last 10 days?
You can stretch that out to the last 3 weeks. No, we have not.
Hey,
and
those of you pussies on the East Coast, yeah, the people in the Northern Plains are laughing at you. Just so you know.
Yeah. All I can say to those on the East Coast, butch up, baby.
Butch up. Yeah. Well, hey, welcome to the party. So you guys are doing, and again, they're not doing like the East Coast, what is it, in the teens today, I think if I saw the weather right.
Yeah.
How happy would you be if you got into the teens?
Got into the what?
Got into the teens.
Oh, I would be ecstatic. I'd start wearing shorts.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Maybe if the ground is bare, throw it on a pair of flip-flops.
There you go. So what's the coldest daytime high you guys have had in the last 3 weeks?
It was 22 below zero.
And that was the high?
That was the high. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah.
Okay.
It might have gotten up to 17. I know it's been 17 below a couple of times.
All right, so
the hot.
Now, so when we're talking about manning up, all right, butch up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's where that's coming from. So,
yeah.
What do you dress like when it's that cold? First of all, when it's 17 below, and you have to go outside. How do you do that? You live in a building, an apartment building, you've got indoor parking down below, yes. So that's a good thing, yes.
Yes.
Okay. And so you go down there, do you preheat your car?
No. I just before I pull out of the garage, I turn my heated seat on. I turn the car on high, the heating, and I drive out, and within 5 minutes, I'm turning the heating down. My seat gets turned down a little bit. I have two positions on my car. Beth has three, but it's high heat or low heat.
Yeah.
And normally, once I get my butt hot, I turn it down to low because it just gets too hot. And what I wear when I leave here is a pair of sweatpants, some fleece socks, and some leather shoes, and just lace-up shoes, if it's snowing, I have three-quarter boots that I wear, lace-ups. Then I wear a sweatshirt. Sometimes when it's below 10, below, I'll wear a T-shirt under my sweatshirt, and then a vest, a scarf, and a wool hat, a baseball cap with ear flaps. And that's it.
What do you mean that's it? You look like the abominable snowman in that outfit. Okay, so now you get to where you're going, right? Do you leave
yeah.
do you leave the car on or do you shut it off?
I shut it off.
You shut it off. Okay. And yeah. do you on your way inside wherever you're going, do you stop and chat with people?
Sure.
Okay.
In fact, the other day I ran into an old friend who's moved back here. He lives in Minneapolis, and he's moved back here for the winter. We're standing out at Hugo's.
Hold on. Hugo's is a supermarket, so everybody knows. All right, keep going.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
And then we're just chatting away for about 10 minutes. And he's going out to his car with groceries, and I'm going into the store.
I don't think it was I don't think it was 10 minutes. 10 minutes is a long time in
It was a conversation that was longer than I buy.
Right. Okay. All right. Do you find there's any? But suffice it to say, once it gets below 10 below, you don't spend a lot of time outdoors. True.
You try not to. That's for sure. Right.
Coming and going.
Have good gloves, hat, or your ears covered and the top of your head covered because I have no hair, and then your feet covered and nice warm socks, and there you go.
Well, I would say when it gets below 10 below, everything got to be covered, okay? In my opinion, there's a few secrets. Your coat has to have... it has to come, you know, it has to be above the knee coat, right? You got to get coverage over the crack of your ass. That's for those of you who don't know why Carhartt exists, Carhartt works because of this kind of weather. And so that's where you see the name Carhartt, that's like serious, you know, weather clothing. So, and then your gloves, got to be good gloves. As Kim said, you need a hat. It's not like, You're not worried about your hairstyle when you go out. You're worried about it's that cold. It's that cold. And so, and then the other thing that becomes huge though is your car, is taking care of your car. And if you don't, for instance, batteries die. I had some car people on my other show yesterday, and I said, what's the number one maintenance thing that goes wrong in the cold, cold weather? They said batteries die. You know, you don't know it, or you might know it, but your battery's limping along with maybe one or two dead cells, and when the cold weather comes, it annihilates it, and then you got dead battery, and it's, you know, if you're in a rural area, that's a big deal because people don't get there as quick with those kind of temperatures, you know, that's a bad thing. So that's what.
And one thing that you have to have. Even driving from Grand Forks to Fargo, which is about 70 miles, you have to have a survival kit in your car.
All right.
That consists of...
No, we already went through that. So, survival kit, and, the other thing I said, well, what's the... So, there was somebody that was on from the collision center. I said, so, what's the most often seen... car accident in the collision center when you get this kind of weather. And he said, well, it happens when people go to scrape their windshield and they use a credit card or something because they don't have an appropriate device and they just clear the vision block, right? They think that they'll be able to see out of and they get in their vehicle and they drive. Now, if you've never seen this, it's stunning to see. Honestly, and that's why Kim's laughing. If you've never lived in the cold weather and seen this craziness, it's absolutely, I remember where I used to live in North Dakota was on a street, and it led to the university. And so you'd see college kids going to school in the morning. And so, you know, get up late, and then they would do this. And it would be no wider than your credit card stacked, like, lengthwise twice, and, you know, maybe as far as they could reach across the windshield, and then they got in the car and they went because they were late. And you're watching them drive down the street and thinking, you got to be kidding me. So that's that.
It's like they're driving in a tank.
Yeah, with a but a tank
with that little porthole looking out.
Yeah,
and that's it.
But tanks,
the back's not clean, so you have no idea
side
what's coming up on you, or your rear view mirrors, or your side windows. Nothing.
Yeah, driving as long as they can drive straight, they're good.
That's what they say.
But number one, and then I said, so then there was some. There was another woman on. And she kind of came from, like, the aftermarket sales stuff. And I said, what is the number one recommendation that you would make in terms of this kind of weather? She said, well, and again, mind you, this is in North Dakota. So she said, assuming that you have an automatic car starter and seat heaters, okay, so that gives you that gives you some idea of what kind of cold we're talking about.
Yeah.
That's just an assumption in that part of the country. Assuming you have those, then she said, I would buy heavy-duty mats that have a lip on them so that when the snow and ice fall off your shoes as your car warms up, it doesn't annihilate your carpet and in your car, which is a good idea. So they,
you know, Mac, when I bought my current car, and same with Beth's, her car, we bought those mats with a lip right away.
Right.
The regular carpet has never been exposed in either one of our cars since we bought them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's just the easiest way to trash your car in any kind of weather is not cover your
floor. I didn't do that. I didn't, like, the summer and stuff like that. Come on, that's why I bought the car to use the normal stuff. But the first, as soon as the first snow fell, you know, they were sitting in the garage, take your carpets out, and then, and the beautiful thing about modern technology is they sell these things for any kind of vehicle, and they're all custom made, and they're heavy duty, and they got a lip on them, so when this stuff gets slushy, it doesn't flow all over your carpets and things like that, and it keeps your car from getting annihilated. So there's a little love for you. I'll tell you what, when I would go places, if I was not going to stay in, you know, if I was running to the store or something like that, I would shut my car off. I would uncouple the key from the door lock thingy, fob, I guess, and I would just leave the car running. And if it ran for a half hour, I didn't care because I did not want to get into a car that was 5 degrees below zero. Not happening. So I
think about, and I've talked with my wife, who's from Northwood, which is near Grand Forks, southwest of Grand Forks, 25 miles. And growing up in this weather as a kid, no heated seats, nothing. And, you know, you plugged your car in every night if it was weather like this.
Yeah, that was a big scientific advance. So for people that don't know, that it's a plug that you that gets plugged into
your oil
pan.
It's called a head bolt heater.
Oil pan, right? So the bolt that plugs in there, that has a heating element in it, and you plug it in at night, and it keeps your engine block essentially warm. So when you get up, you can start your car.
Yeah.
So that was a big technological advance when it happened, because before then you were subject to the elements. You're talking about walking to school with this is the kind of weather where people would walk to school with eggs, right? Warm eggs in their hands.
Yes.
And all that. Yeah. All right, let's switch gears. I want to talk about mail order food. Okay, and in particular, meat and seafood. Yesterday, my buddy Mike Musselman was on, and he said to me, he said, "Hey," I said, "So how is Christmas?" He said, "Oh, you know," he said, "Do you remember we had that Alaskan king crab flown in?" And I said, "Oh, that's right." And he said, "He, like you, for Christmas had prime rib." Yeah. So the old debate, prime rib or ham? That debate lasts about a half a second. Prime rib, and then I said, "Well, what else did you serve with that? Because you can't eat much more than that, can you? Prime rib and crab legs." And he said, "Nah, mashed potatoes and asparagus." So I thought, "Well done, well done." So anyway, I wanted to talk to you about mail ordering food and things like that. First of all, I want to talk about the safety of it in general. Is there anything to be worried about, or have we done this long enough where most of the major companies, or all the major companies, have worked out all the kinks relative to the safety part of mailing food and things like that?
Well, everybody that ships food, whether it's meat or seafood, they pack it with these freezer packs. And they usually pack them in styrofoam boxes or a cardboard box that's lined with styrofoam panels. And then they put a gazillion freezer packs in them. And they're good for 48 hours. But when the places I order from, like, one of the companies in the East Coast, I order, call the order in, they cut it fresh the next morning, and then they ship it out the same day, and I get it the next day. All right? It depends on where you live. Sometimes it takes a day and a half or so.
Right.
But, and you open the box, and everything is still cold, and you put it in your fridge, and you're good to go.
All right, so you can go ahead and deal with the company, and they'll have special services where you can essentially either buy off the shelf or have it freshly cut, and you're going to pay for that, yes?
Yes, you are.
Okay, so why is not given that you're dealing with a meat company like that, why would you, what advantage to you, or your customers, was accrued by you having it freshly cut?
Well, usually, with the meat, I just order it personally because I have food distributors that bring me the meat, and like prime ribs come 6 to a box.
Right.
About, you know, 60 pounds worth.
Wow.
And then I refrigerate them. And they're usually wet, aged, which means that they wrap them in saran wrap. They don't hang them in a temperature controlled drying room. And that's what I like the best for myself. But, and that's too expensive for me to do unless you're in some famous steakhouse in New York or L.A. that dry ages their own beef and has their own little drying room. As far as seafood goes, I buy sides of tuna or salmon, so I get to cut them myself.
Okay.
They just.
All right. Hold on. Now, did you do that for your, did you do that for your restaurant, or do you do that now?
I do it now, and I did it for my restaurant too.
Okay,
but
you'll buy. So explain the measurement. What is a side of tuna? Is it a half of the fish?
It's a half a fish.
Okay.
That has been had the head removed. And you just get it from the tail, the tail is actually removed too, but you get it from the tail to the head, just below the head, and that's how I used to order my fish from Honolulu, but it was usually tuna. But in a wholesale operation, you have to order at least, I think with Honolulu fish, it's a minimum order of 20 pounds. So, it might be less, but I don't think so. But you order whatever you want, and then you get it, and you portion out what you're going to use, and you can portion it all out, and then individually wrap it, and then cryovac it, and then freeze it. And then when you thaw it out slowly in the refrigerator, it'll be very fresh, just like it, when you first got it.
Okay, stop. I mean, first of all, you said two things that most of us aren't familiar with. One is cryovac. What are you talking about there? So, and two, you said thaw in the refrigerator. Most people thaw on counters. So talk to me about the difference. Explain those two things.
You never thaw anything out on the counter because the outside gets thawed, the inside is still frozen, and the especially with fish, the outside will get kind of soft and mushy and waiting for the inside to freeze. Now, when you thaw fish out in the refrigerator from frozen, you leave it in its wrapping, and then you thaw it out, depending on the portion size, either overnight or a day and a half. And it thaws evenly. It doesn't thaw on the outside and the inside is still frozen. It just thaws evenly. Okay?
Got it.
A cryovac.
Okay, but again, that would require a little bit more planning because,
yes, it does.
Right, because most of us, you know how much time it takes when we do that. And we go ahead and we throw it out there on the counter and we're going to, so if you're going to, what is the rule? 24 hours before you're going to use it, probably begin the thawing process if you're going to do it in the refrigerator?
Yes.
So 20.
The process. Beth was just writing something down for me.
Okay. So is 24 hours a good rule of thumb?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right.
And when you feel the fish.
Yeah.
Or meat when it comes out of the fridge, of the freezer.
Wait. When you feel it, not seal it.
I'm saying when you take it out of the freezer,
right.
It's rock hard.
Right.
When you put it in the refrigerator for 24 hours of thawing,
right.
You'll notice that it softens up.
Yeah.
You're able to tell that.
Yeah.
Now, what I used to do in the restaurant is we used to get a peeled and deveined cooked shrimp with the tail on for our shrimp cocktail, which you love. And if we were starting a night and we realized we're going to run out of shrimp, we would take it out of the freezer in the bag and run cold water on it and let it overflow, and that'll do the same effect is putting it in the freezer. In the refrigerator.
Okay, so hold on. Okay, so when you say cold water over it, you mean cold water over the bag?
Yeah, you put the bag in a bowl. You sit the bowl in the bottom of the sink. You turn the cold water on, and you don't have to, after you fill it up, then you have it running about halfway. So it circulates the water and takes the ice cold water out and puts cold water in. And that's a slow, thawing process.
Okay. All right. Now, I want to ask you, because I did this the other day, and I think I ruined some shrimp. I did that, but the bag the shrimp was in, the shrimp I got from the butcher had some ice still in it, and some of it was still icy. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, so the bag that I put in the cold water had a hole in it. The water got to the shrimp, and the shrimp never recovered. They were soggy. So putting shrimp in water, bad idea?
Only if the bag is sealed, and if it's not, then you have one of those Ziploc plastic bags.
Right.
And then you put the shrimp in there and then seal it tight. And then you can do that. You can. That's what I would recommend.
Okay. All right. But so is it just a fact of life? If you put shrimp in water, it's going to get mushy? Because that's what my shrimp was. I dried it out. I dried it out, and it was lame.
In the water, direct contact with the water.
Yeah.
It will do just exactly what you said. Yeah. Doug just said, always err that there's going to be a hole in the bag you get from the store.
God. I didn't think of that.
Or meat. But
right. Okay.
All mainly, right. Especially seafood.
All right. So that would be why you use a second bag and you Ziploc that.
Yes.
So a belt and suspenders is appropriate when thawing meat or seafood.
Exactamundo.
There you go. Because I was mad because I don't go out and buy shrimp that often, and I did. I thought, well, I'll buy a half pound of shrimp. I'll have a few for dinner over the course of the next couple nights. So then I go to, and then I see the ice, and I'm like, all right, I'll take care of that. Run a little cold water, drop it in there, and then when I pull it out, the bag's full of water. I'm like, ah. So I'm like, no problem. I'll get the paper towels out. I'll dry it out. And the shrimp never recovered. I was irritated. I was straight up irritated because I was looking forward to it, and then I ruined it. So I was not real happy about it. All right, we got to now we know.
Yeah.
Now we know.
Okay.
Okay. Now I got to take a break. We got to take a break. When we come back, what I want to do is I want to talk about can we go over the top places that mail order seafood in the country?
I will tell you that. I also sent the top two places to order beef.
Okay.
They're on. I sent you a text this morning.
Okay.
The numbers of the place and the names are on the list. You can post them for you for our listeners.
Got it.
So right. They'll have the same thing, but we'll still talk about it.
Got it.
I've got some very big favorites for fish and two for meat.
All right. Tim Holmes, the Allmarine Radio head chef, joins us this morning on a Friday edition of Allmarine Radio. We'll take a quick break. More food talk coming up next. Don't touch that dial. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military? For a first responder? For a hunter? For an outdoorsman? Or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts at 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world, leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Here on the west coast of the United States. Mike McNamara with you on a Friday. Joined by the All Marine Radio head chef, P. Kimball Holm.
And, hey, folks.
And we continue on this post-holiday.
In fact, that song just made me pull out a bottle of tequila. I'm going to have a couple of shots. And warm up.
There you go. There you go. You know what? I am not a fan of tequila, just so you know. I have never coexisted well with tequila, starting from when I was in college. And I'll drink it in margaritas now on occasion, but I don't know why, but it seemed to me really, really rough. Tequila seemed really rough to me.
When I started drinking tequila in the 70s, when I discovered that, it was very rough stuff. And now there are some very fabulous tasting tequilas, but they still kick my ass.
Yeah.
So I'm with you with the margarita, and I make a pretty good margarita.
And Kim and I are at different ends of the training spectrum too. I've always kept a healthy distance from liquor. When I did experiment in college, I like most fools, we never bought mixers. And that occurred to me one day. It's like, well, wait a minute. We're buying these bottles of alcohol. Why aren't we buying any mixers?
Because we don't need them.
Yeah, but don't our parents buy mixers?
What do they know?
Okay.
Yeah. So, a lot.
Exactly. So that was my experience with tequila, is that it goes down, it goes down hard. It comes up even harder. Okay. That was my, and then I say goodbye to, I'm not doing that. Come on, man. No, sorry. I draw the line there. That's not what I'm doing.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
That was
the thing is, with tequila and most booze, if you drink too much, the going up ain't worth the coming down.
Well, it's interesting. I tried to be a good example for my kids in that I would have a great time at a party, and I'd try to show them, look, you don't need to get to 35,000 feet to have a good time. You can get to like 7,000 feet and cruise right there and have an awesome time. And but I think as a parent, you got to, you got to live that. You got to be that. And then they learn it, and they learn that, go out and have a good time. That's the key. You don't need to get trashed to do it. So anyway, all right, let's talk about, do you want to start with beef or seafood relative to, tips and companies and things like that?
Well, I'm going to start with meat.
Okay.
Because we're going to spend more time on seafood.
Okay. All right. Let's start with
meat. The one that I have two for you. Allen Brothers, which I have not used. You have the phone number. But the one I have used a lot is Pat LaFrieda, and I usually do it in the summertime. And I'll get, it's not cheap, but it's prime aged. 50 or 70 days aged before they cut it.
Okay, hold on, stop. Why is that a good thing?
The moisture leaves the meat, the shrinkage on a full ribeye is about 10% at least, where it loses its weight. But it tenderizes the meat, and it's a different flavor. It's a more nutty flavor and a richer flavor.
Okay.
And you'll notice the difference with dry aged 30, 50, or 70 days.
30, 50, or 70 days. And so the cut shrinks.
Any cut you want. They have, like, you call Pat LaFrieda.
Right.
They'll ask you what cut of steak. You want a filet?
I want ribeye.
A ribeye?
I want ribeye.
Or you want a porterhouse?
No.
Does.
No.
But anyway, you want a ribeye. And I like a 2 month aged around 50 days. It's a different flavor than going to the butcher shop and getting a, ribeye that's fresh. It's also fresh when it's, hung and aged.
Okay.
But,
all right, just so everybody knows, Pat LaFrieda, PatLaFrieda. All right, the website.
And it's capital LA, capital FRIEDA.
Okay, the website is www.LaFrieda.com. So, LaFrieda, LaFrie, LaFrieda. Okay, LaFrieda, phonetically. Okay, so you'll find it. Pat LaFrieda, it comes right up. And you'll see all the different things that they have. Relative to, and we're talking home delivery for just us. So if you click on that, you see all these different cuts of beef that come rolling up. You see videos of butchers cutting things, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So.
And they're hamburgers, folks. If you want one of the best hamburgers you'll ever taste, they use like three or four different cuts of meat to make their hamburger. It's their own blend, and they'll use, and it's all prime meat. Whether it's prime rib, ribeye, or chuck, or whatever it is that they do to grind up. But you can order hamburgers, and you'll see. Just look it up and enjoy, and start small. When you order the steaks, you have to order at least two. And
at least two.
Yeah, at least two. They don't sell them single. You can buy two, four, six, eight, etc. So.
Okay. So now, okay. Let me. Here's the next question, and it comes out of an email. Mac, I've never bought seafood or beef via mail order, but I'm intrigued by it. I'm a bit of a foodie, but I love steak and I love burgers, and I think, like the chef, I love hot dogs.
Yeah.
I would be...
Oh, and
I would,
they make their own hot dogs, too. Hello, baby.
I would be open to doing this. When I buy from... Hold on, let me just finish. When I buy from a vendor, would it be a good idea to kind of sample it by two, say a little bit of burger, maybe some ribs, and then some steak, just to sample their fare across the board? Maybe do this with a couple vendors and make a decision on who you like the best?
Yes.
Good, interesting question. So, yeah, because there's so many, I mean, there's a ton of them out there. And that's why I wanted to have you on. There's a ton of them out there that sell. How do you find one that comes with great reputation and, but whose stuff is great? So, would you recommend kind of getting a sample pack?
I would recommend Pat LaFrieda because I've used them, and I really, really, really like, their product. And their service, it's just a fantastic cut. And I've ordered strictly just hamburger, and they do two types of those, 3 ounce and 6 ounce. I've ordered a mix like he's suggesting, with a fillets and porterhouse. The porterhouses are expensive because that consists of the filet and the New York strip, and it weighs about 36 ounces.
Whoa.
You feed a family of four with one steak. So you can do the math that way, but you're talking about 100 and some bucks for the two steaks.
Okay, but again, if you cut those up and you are feeding a family of four, you're talking about the same thing that you would probably go down and buy at your butcher, but you're talking better.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Now that's my third one besides the Allen Brothers, which I've never used, but I've heard some good things from them about them. But the third is the local butcher shop. Like, we have one in Grand Forks that is excellent, and they do everything from jerky, so they make their own sausage and hot dogs, and their hot dogs are most excellent. I ordered for Christmas dinner a small prime rib, and they'll cut the size to order and trim it up for you. Don't leave out your local butcher shop for custom cutting meat. If you want a crown roast of lamb or pork, they'll cut it and tie it for you. So all you have to do is season it and stuff it and bake it off. So don't forget your local butcher shop. And make sure that if you live in an area that has more than one, just walk through and check them all out. You don't have to buy anything. Just see what looks good to you, and you don't want it too fatty or too gristly. You want the fillets in the local butcher shop to have the silver cut off, trimmed off. Just ask questions in the local butcher shop.
Okay. All right. So as you go down this road of exploring the world of online food, We find a company that we like, and then we go ahead and the burgers. If you stay on this website, they just keep looping this videotape.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you want to like stick your face right through the computer monitor.
Don't you though?
there's a picture of these cheeseburgers that's absolutely looks delicious. I'm salivating right now. Okay, so let's just say we do the sampler from a couple of different companies that we like, and then we also go down and we go talk to our local butcher and give them a shot at our business too, right?
And ask them if they dry age or wet age their meat. And if it's a wet age, which most of them do, it should be at least 4 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks. Okay. But ask that question. Do you dry age or wet age your meat? And right away you're going to get his attention because he will say, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. I'm going to shoot straight with him.
Now you're talking butcher talk.
Butcher.
And let me tell you something.
Language.
Why I think that's, I'm glad you mentioned that and why I think that's a good thing. There's tremendous pressure being placed on your local retail outlets by the internet.
Yeah.
Maybe we're going to become a nation where there is no retail stores anymore, and most of what we buy online. So maybe that's what ultimately becomes of this. But you can't replace a butcher shop when it goes away. You're not going to probably have a new one. And so I walk in and give that guy a shot at your business and say, hey, here's what I'm looking at. Are you familiar with this website, Pat LaFrieda? And you know your butcher's going to say, oh, of course. I was thinking about ordering from them, but I wanted to give you a crack at my business. And you know what that guy's going to do? He's going to clear the deck. He's going to get out a piece of paper. He's going to stick his hand across the counter and say, hey, I'm Tony. Sit down, talk to me, tell me what you want. Everything Pat LaFrieda has, I can do better for you. And that's it, you know.
And if you can hear that from a local butcher, are going to save money, and you're going to get his attention, like Mike just said.
Yeah, give me your business. And so, because again, he's in business. He's in your community, and he provides a unique and a very, very cool, a very, very cool service. And so I think that should be mandatory in all of this. Okay. Mandatory that you give the local guy a shot. Give the local guy a shot. The
absolutely always first.
Okay,
and,
I want
to
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, we got to take another break. We got to take another break, and then we're going to do seafood.
Okay, good.
Okay, so again, Pat LaFrieda, and give the names of the other two sites.
Allen Brothers.
Allen Brothers.
And your local butcher shop. Not a local supermarket, but your local butcher shop. The one in this town is third generation,
yeah.
And he came over from Czechoslovakia, the grandfather did, and they've been running a butcher shop for over 50, 60 years in this town. So if you can find one of those, you'll be in the front row.
Yeah, and the story is a very cool story about leaving Czechoslovakia before World War II, migrating, you know, getting into the business, blah, 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 blah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we're going to talk about mail ordering seafood. Yeah. And a lot of people look at that and go, geez, that's something I want to do. Gunner just did it and had a wonderful experience. So we're going to talk to Kim about mail ordering seafood. Don't touch that dial. More of Allmarine Radio coming up next.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military, for a first responder, for a hunter, for an outdoorsman, or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts with 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled machine anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
MilitaryByOwner.com is an excellent resource for any military family moving to a new area. We found a ton of homes to choose from and purchased a house 8 days later. This was the only site I used.
Thanks, Military by Owner.
Are you PCSing? Do you need to find a home near a military base quickly? With over 45,000 listings and 15 years of experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base, MilitaryByOwner.com can help. Military by Owner. Proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the South community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsouthfoundation.org/Marines. You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Son's 31st birthday today. Halfway to 62, so happy birthday, Johnny boy. Started working for Kim when he was 15 and a half years old.
Yes.
One of the great...
And he was a monster.
One of the great dishwashers of all time.
Well,
and guess what?
Probably my best, but he was also ended up being as good a server as I've ever had.
He
was magnificent. And you know why, folks?
Why?
Because he had great parents.
Listen to you. And suck they it up
listened.
Like that.
And they listened. Those kids listened.
There you go. You better.
John, listen to me.
You better listen. You're going to get whacked in the head.
Well, yes, he would have. I had your permission.
He went to work down there part time to wash dishes, and I sat down with him. I had a talk with him, and I said, "Hey, I just want you to know, you're not too good to do stuff like this. Okay, you're gonna go down there. This is hard work, and I expect you to work hard." And so I saw Kim, or he called me the following Monday or Tuesday, and I said, "Hey, what's up?" And he said, "What did you do to that kid when you raised him?" And I said, "Why?" He said, "Oh, my God. He came in, he put his head down, and he washed dishes. And nobody could believe, like, everybody's watching him going, who is this guy?" And he just worked and worked and worked. But John's a hard-working guy, and it's always been like that, starting from when he went to work for Kim. But halfway to 62 today, Kim. What do you think? He's an old man now.
I think it's great. I'm crazy about all your children. But John, he's a special cat. For him to last as long as he did working for me, and every day he walked through the door, he had a smile on his face when he came in, and when he left, it was the same.
Yeah.
And,
he's a good dude.
A couple of times, his mother came, and walked in, and because he was late, we were rolling dice at the bar. he was so much fun. I miss him.
Yeah, no, he's doing good things though. He's He loves being a dad, and he and Susie have a good little family. So happy birthday to him. But yeah, he went to work for Kim when he was 15 and a half years old. And did that for a lot of years. Let's talk seafood now. We've been talking mail order beef, and let me read you an email. I've been listening, and I was pretty excited about mail ordering beef, and then the chef said, And the third one is your local butcher. I haven't been to my local butcher in years. And here I am sitting thinking about ordering online. I just want to put in a plug for to other idiots like me that are listening and will listen to go and patronize their local butcher shop. What in God's name am I thinking about relative to mail ordering when I could probably get close to the same thing for cheaper and support a local business?
Yes.
I just want to say thank you to the chef for saying that. I'm all about, on occasion, ordering maybe something that you can't get locally. But if you can get it locally, folks. There are people in your community. They have families. They have bills to pay. They need your business.
Yep. And as Max, can I cut in here?
No. Hold on. Let me just finish. And as Max said a few minutes ago, if you don't patronize them, they're going to go away. And when specialty shops like this go away, they tend not to come back. So good on the chef good on the chef for saying that. Have a great weekend. Go get something really cool at the local butcher, and make sure you introduce yourself and talk to them and tell them that you're thinking about ordering more stuff and would like to sit down and take them to lunch. How about that?
There you go.
Now,
one thing that I would like to mention briefly before we get into seafood. If you go in and you don't want the normal 80-20 blend of chuck, you say, I would like a special blend with ribeye, with short rib, and sirloin. And they'll grind it up equal portions, and so you'll have your very own hamburger blend. And that's all from a local butcher. And I know he'll do that because he'll just love it. Or maybe he has his own special blend. Ask him first. That's it.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
And again, so all this stuff we're talking about can be done by your local butcher. Just make sure you give him or her a shot at your business. And I think that's I would echo the comments of the emailer. I think very well done, Kim. All right, let's talk about seafood now. I would say people would probably be a little bit more leery of mail ordering seafood because of probably stories that they've read about people getting sick from seafood and blah 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 blah. So is there anything in terms of health wise to be concerned about?
The three that I'm going to give you are all businesses that I have personally ordered from and also ordered for my restaurant. So, but there again, if you live in an area like L.A. that has a local fish market on the waterfront or near it, you check that out first, okay?
Yeah.
Now, having said that, we can get back to it if you want, but I'm going to start with tuna. Everybody loves tuna. Now, the most dependable tuna that I've ever had, the freshest, has been from Honolulu Fish in Honolulu, Hawaii. And I call them up, you know, it's 6 hours earlier there. And they go to work at 4 a.m. their time. So I call them in the morning, and they will go to at 4 o'clock, they're buying fish, and they cut it, and they ship it that afternoon, and it gets here the next day before noon, and it's packed in styrofoam. It has ice packs in there, and the fish is very cold when you open up the box, and you'll be very pleased with the product. And they also have things other than tuna, but I have that on Mac's website, the phone number and the name of the place. And please, if you're a tuna fanatic like I am, and they have all other varieties of Hawaiian fish, you give them a call, and they refrigerate it.
All right, hold on. Hold on. Let me hold it. So the website's called Honolulu Fish, H-O-N-O-L-U-L-U, fish.com. And, wow. And so that's one that you have used and you would personally recommend.
I used to use that for my sushi fish. Okay. And when I just wanted to do tuna fillets, and I would buy like a 15, 20 pound loin of tuna and with the skin on, and I would skin it myself because it travels better, it stays fresher when the skin is on, and it's a real thick skin, so you have to cut it off. It's easy to do, you'll see. And then you cut the steaks according to how much meat you want to portion it out to, and there you go. And then we talked about using it up for a couple of days and then freezing it, cutting it into portions and then freezing them, and then cryovacuum.
Okay. All right.
Can I explain what a cryovac machine is?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a machine that has bags that you cut what size you want to do, and you put the open end, you put the fish inside the bag, and then you put the cut end in this little device, shut the lid, and press a button, and it sucks all the air out, and then seals it, and you're done. And then you'll have 2-3 months in the freezer without having any effect on the fish. Okay, that's what a cryovac machine is. You can get them anywhere, Bed Bath & Beyond or whatever. Okay. Anything else?
No. That's good. That was good.
The next place is Key City Fish Company in Port Townsend, Washington. And that I've used for years when I had my restaurant in Port Townsend. I got oysters, clams, and mussels from there, and they were fresh can be. They ship the same way that Honolulu does, next day air, and they're on the West Coast in Port Townsend, Washington, and they have all kinds of local fish, cod, halibut, some tuna, albacore tuna, and salmon. Lots and lots of fresh salmon. So they can do the same thing, but I love their shellfish. And if you're an oyster fanatic, you can order pints of shucked oysters, which I would recommend doing. And you can saute them, you can make bread them in fried oysters, which is the most popular way to have them if you're not shucking them and eating them raw like that. Or I just open the container and just plop them in my mouth. I love oysters. But to one thing, folks, they freeze. The shucked oysters freeze very, very well. So that is something I would recommend thinking about.
Okay.
Now,
and a third one?
Clams you eat fresh, and mussels you eat fresh within a few days. Now, the third one is the Lobster Guy in Portland, Maine. And I've ordered from them, and they ship next day also. And they're still squirming around when they come in. They pack them in these styrofoam boxes with individual little squares to hold each lobster. You should order at least a dozen, because that's not even if you're going to eat them all, it's just cheaper to do that. But they are fresh, and they'll be squirming around, and you cook them however you cook your lobsters. And that's where I personally order my lobsters for the business and for my personal consumption, because I love lobsters. And then if you have a local seafood place, if you're on the East Coast, you'll be able to get fresh lobsters all the time, oysters, clams, mussels, everything. So that's the rundown on the seafood, and I've used them all. They're all excellent. And then if you are fortunate enough to live near the coast, one to the left or right, or the Gulf, they'll have fresh seafood, businesses. And you want to support them also, because they keep getting in different types of fish depending on the season. And they're also fresh. So you have some options there. But the first three I named are more than happy to ship you fish fresh, or shellfish as far as Key City goes. That's my favorite. And they also smoke fish too. And that's awesome. So there you go, folks.
All right. I've got an email, and then I'll let you go. The let's see.
No problem.
Mac, I have a question about freezing fish. Is it okay to do that after you've received this stuff from a mail order company?
Yeah. Good question. That's a great question. Now, here's what I recommend doing. You know, you order fish, you have to order so much weight for shipping. The lobster, you can use what you want to use and then cook them all and then take all the meat out of the shells, make a stock out of the shells, and you cook that down, reduce it by half, and then you can make sauces with that, and then you have all this lobster meat to do different dishes. And then with fish, you portion the fish out that you're going to eat that day, and then you freeze the rest. That's after you're done portioning it out, you wrap it, freeze it, and that's how you keep it good and healthy. You're not going to get sick if you freeze it the day you get it, after you cut off whatever you're going to use for the next couple of days. And if there's leftover and you want to freeze it, then you do it that day. You don't let it go for a few days. The fresher the fish when you freeze it, the better it is going to be when you thaw it out in the refrigerator overnight, slowly. Okay?
Got it. Got it. All right. First of all, I want to thank you for doing your homework.
Yeah.
Clearly, got your research together. But again, I this is kind of funny because on yesterday's show with Mike in the third hour, he was talking about, you know, mail order. Now, he lives in Texas, so, I mean, he's got to mail order seafood because he lives in small town Texas. Or he's got to go to someplace, Dallas, Fort Worth, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I can see that. But to me, the ironic part of all of this is, if you ask me, what did you learn today? I would say this. What I learned is I ought to go down and introduce myself to my local butcher and tell him what I'm looking at doing.
Or fishmonger.
Yeah, or before I do anything else, I ought to go down and do that. I ought to go down and do
that. Especially your butcher, your local butcher, yes.
So it's just ironic that in we started out talking about mail order food. And then I think the conclusion is, yeah, before I do anything like that, let me go shake hands with my local butcher. My kids probably play sports with his kids or whatnot. We're probably tied together somehow. And if I can, I'd love to support his business. So So interesting. Interesting. I'll tell you one other. And this is one other interesting thing. Okay. Yeah. So as Kim's talking, I'm going and I'm looking at these websites, right?
Yeah.
So this is the scary part of living in 2017. I do that. And then I click back on the what's known as the early bird. It's a list of articles written about the Department of Defense, the United States military, right?
Yeah.
So I click back on that page and just scan it to see if anything's changed. And what ads do you think are on that paper now, or on that website now?
I don't know.
Lobster City is on there.
Yeah.
Right. So if we ever thought that George Orwell's 1984 was, and again, the government is not who you have to worry about. It's Google. It's Facebook. They don't know what you do. They know what you eat. They know where you walk. They know what you think. So I go back to this website and I just searched those sites moments ago. And their ads are already on another web page that is shadowing my every move. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's sick shit.
Isn't it? Orwell is spinning in his grave someplace.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
1984. Listen, you started the show mentioning your friend had ordered king crab.
Yeah, crab legs. Well, I should say crab legs.
Okay, crab legs. Well, you can get king crab legs or snow crabs in your local grocery store, or Sam's Club or Costco. And when you order, when you buy that stuff or frozen trip from your grocery store, ask what the eat by date, the expiration date is on those things. And that's so you make sure they're not, hadn't been frozen for more than a year. Most everything like that, should be consumed within a year.
All right. So an expiration date. All right, sir. First of all, thank you very much for doing this today and doing your homework. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, brother.
All right. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There you have it. That is our seafood beef mail order expert. Yeah. There you have it. More of All Marine Radio coming up next.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
This hour of All Marine Radio is brought to you by our friends at Battle Mug, home of the world-famous Battle Mug. Starts at 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out, BattleMug.com.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do, and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global South Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the SOF community should be aware of.
The Global South Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.